head. WJTL Garrett Hornbuckle out of my head. Hi, good morning. Happy Tuesday, 7/21.
Good morning. Otherwise today, cloudy with a chance of rain. High of 45 tonight, clouds and rain low of 38. Your winning Wednesday, seeing a chance of morning showers. Cloudy, high of 45. Right now, 33 degrees in Mannheim and Lancaster.
Our very special... there you go. Let me try that again. Our very special guest, our friend Shannon Medich, is here. She's the Director of Partnership Development with Milondela Community Missions. Good morning again, Shannon.
Good morning.
So great to have you here and catch up with you.
Love being here. Thank you.
Tell us about Milondela.
Milondela is an outreach in Uganda, and we serve about 100 mamas every month. So these are usually teenage, single, half of them are Muslim background moms. They're coming there for women's health care. They get pre and postnatal care, lactation and newborn health care support. We do ultrasounds, which is huge because sometimes they're not even aware of how they became pregnant. So to see what's happening inside their bodies and understand the gift of life that's growing there, we do laboratory services, and those early detection are saving lives of moms and babies. We do wellness education, life skills training. We have mama kits. In Uganda, when you go to have your baby, there is a bed and a chair for a caregiver, and that is it. You take everything down to the razor blade to cut the cord. So we help provide all of that for these people. And the most important, spiritual and counseling and training, so that they get a chance to hear about Jesus. And I know I went last June, I'm going again in February, cannot wait. The most warm, welcoming people. And I just shared with two moms that I was with, they had never heard the name of Jesus. Wow. I could have been talking about Bob down at the corner market. They had no idea who he was or what he did. I kind of laid out the gospel for them and took a breath and said, "What do you think?" And she goes, "This is good news." That's what she said. Oh, "This is good
news."
Love
that.
I've never heard, because, and in their situation, they've come to believe that they have to work their way to God. So in their situation where they've been shunned or cast out, made some bad choices, they're thinking, "I never thought I'd have an opportunity to be acceptable to God."
Wow.
So beautiful, beautiful
powerful
moments of the gospel. Yeah.
And you guys are building a hospital? Is
yes.
That
so we started out as a pregnancy clinic, and we moved from this tiny space where there was like packed in like sardines, mamas and babies, and it was passing out food, trying not to step on babies. We took an abandoned water bottling facility and turned that into the pregnancy clinic.
Wow.
So we didn't have to turn anyone away. So that was great. That just opened this past year, about June-ish. Actually, March, we opened that. And it's just growing and expanding and expanding. And the medical inspector that came and looked, he goes, "Can I give you a piece of advice?" He goes, "You guys are doing great work here." And he goes, he was kind of had a British background, even though he was in Uganda. He goes, "By Western standards, you even are doing really well. Certainly by Ugandan standards, you're off the chart." He goes, "You're so close. If you just add an OR and get some NICU units and some more supplies and machinery, you could be a women and babies hospital." So that's what we're working towards. Like, Lord willing, we will open in the first quarter of 2026. And that's what our fundraiser is about. Our charity Christmas party is to help get the funds to finish that off. But yeah, we'll be one of the only women and babies hospitals in Uganda. So we're super excited.
And tell us about your event. It's coming up December 14th. Is
December 14th, which is a Saturday. It's a drop-in 11 to 3. You can come for the first hour and a half and get a lunch for $10. There's going to be Ugandan market items, handmade crafts from some of the women. If you're interested in that, come and hang out, find out how you can get involved in the Great Commission, because there's always something for people to do. I go over every February and every June, so you're welcome to travel with me and I'll be there.
So you do take folks with you?
Yep, all the time. And there's something to do when you get over there. You can just hold babies. You can do TED Talks on medical topics for the women. A lot of teachers go over, and we do VBS for the kids that are there, the other siblings.
That's cool.
So there's almost something for anybody. But yeah, Saturday, December 14th. Drop in for the lunch, or if you want to just come at 12:30, James and Morgan, the missionaries on the front lines, are going to be speaking. And then from 1 to 3, we have baked goods and an auction going on. So come get a cake, get a pie, get a cheesecake, get some cookies, and support a great cause.
It's all happening at the Marriage Hub just off the square there in Elizabethtown. You don't need tickets to come. Nope. You can just come.
Just drop in. Drop in. Come and go as you want. The parking right there at the Marriage Hub, we're going to keep for elderly or people with mobility issues. But the Rita's parking lot, the parking lot behind it, the street parking, all the way around it, there should be plenty of room for everyone.
Check it out online, melandela.org, or you can go to Facebook, type in Melandela, find out all the information there, and keep in touch with what the ministry is doing there in Uganda. Yes. Shannon, thank you so much for coming today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I hope to see many, many listeners there and get to meet you guys in person.
Yeah, that would be awesome, and we love to hear your stories. Thank you for sharing them. Sure. Back to the music we go. This is Josh Wilson on WJTL. Good morning.